Amen and amen.
Amen.
On a regular basis. Psalm 1. You know, the book of Psalms is a poetic book.
Amen.
But when we look at it, it's not like our poetry. Our poetry rhymes with sound. The Hebrew poetry rhymes with thoughts. One day I'll explain all that to you, but not today. But, so you won't hear the sound rhyme, but the thoughts, sometimes they are contrasting, sometimes they are progressive, sometimes they are return to you. Anti-thing. So that means that one person said one thing, the other one said opposite. So, Psalm 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of his scoffers. See, everybody know that by memory. Even though we know that, do we live that? So our subject is how to live a happy life.
Amen.
And you have it right there. Blessed, the first word, that's what it means, happiness. And in the original Hebrew, this word blessed is plural. So you are not just being blessed one time. you have many blessings. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly.
Amen.
Now, happiness, you know, everybody want to be happy. Everybody looking for happiness. Bookstore full of books to tell you how to be happy. People got going, different people pay them money to tell them how to be happy. And people pay this money. You see? Because they're looking for happiness.
Right.
And we have it right here in the scripture. The first word says, blessed, happy, is a man that does what? Walketh not in the counsel. See, many times we go to the wrong place for the wrong counseling.
Yeah. All right, now.
And you get some bad counseling.
Yeah. Right, right.
Some wrong information.
Yeah. All right.
Because you didn't go to the right place. And so you don't find happiness. You find something to lift you up temporarily, and then it's gone. Because you got bad advice. But the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, see, godly people are inspired and directed by the Holy Spirit. And if we really want good counseling, this is where you get it from. And it doesn't mean you got to go sit down and counsel with somebody, but just be in the presence of the right people.
All right, all right.
Be in the presence of the right people. Mm-hmm. Because if you are walking in the counsel of the ungodly, you get bad stuff. Yeah. But the man that walketh in not in the counsel of the ungodly, you see, you know, we are in the world, so we always around ungodly people.
Right.
But it said you don't walk in their counseling. You don't listen at worldly instruction.
Amen. All right.
Because Satan is the prince of this world system. Know what I said now? Mm-hmm. Not, he doesn't control the world. Mm-hmm. But the system that we are in is set up by Satan. There's a Dr. Oz. Any of y'all ever watch him?
Mm-hmm.
And they filed a suit against him now. They're trying to get him off the board of that hospital. Because they say he's not practicing scientific medicine.
Yeah.
See, because, well, if you watch it, you know what he does. He's getting some of them old remedies my grandmama used.
Yeah. Yeah.
And tell people this work.
Yeah, they don't get paid.
The medical world getting scared now.
Because
if you learn the truth, you won't be going to CVS paying all that money.
Amen.
You go out there and get one of the weeds in your backyard.
Amen.
Free. God already gave it to you.
Amen.
You see? But the ungodly said, hey, you got to come to us.
Yeah. Yeah.
This has been scientifically proved.
Yeah.
Even though my grandmother knew nothing about science, but her medicine worked.
It did. It sure did.
You see? Because God gave it to them.
Oh, yes.
Told them which root to get, which weed to get, and how to mix certain things for certain things, and it worked.
It worked.
Later the other day, in Mississippi, I believe she's 107 years old.
Yeah. Yeah.
And she came along during those times. Mm-hmm. She didn't know about a little scientific medicine, I guarantee you. She probably made some of that medicine. Still here. So, but the ungodly walk not in the counseling of the ungodly. And I tell you something happened to me when we were looking for a church building. I was working with one realtor. And he found a building for me. And I said, that's too much for us. We just got a handful of folks.
Tell
them
yes.
And we can't pay that. And I said, nobody going to finance us. Yeah, but what you do, he said, you tell him you got 300 members and you taking in this and that. He want me to lie and cook the books. I said, oh, I don't. I said, God don't give it to me, I don't want it. You know, that's ungodly counseling. You see, I said, whatever we get, I want God to give it to us. I don't want to be trying to lie about this many members and this amount of money. And God didn't give it to you. Walk not in the counsel of the ungodly. Now, nor sitteth, it says, nor standeth in the way of the sinners. You see, we all around sinners. You can speak and keep going. Unless you witness to them. You see, first thing, the reason it said don't walk in the counsel, if you ever start listening to the ungodly, that means you got to stop to listen. And so then you're standing where you shouldn't be. And see, this thing is progressing, you see. You walk with them, and while you're walking, they're talking. And you listening. And then next thing you know, you're standing with them. And this thing getting better. And they will continue to show you how things are. Don't stand in the way of sinners. Keep moving. You don't take their counsel, you don't stand with them unless you witnessing to them. You see? And if you're witnessing to them and they're receptive to God's word, it's okay. But then sometimes there's some you got to move on even when you're witnessing. You have to just let them go. I got one now, I might have to let go, I don't know. Now sit it in the seat of the scoffer. They see you to walk, and they talking, they sound good. Next thing you're standing with them. Oh, maybe that thing got real good. Let's sit down and have to talk about it. Now you're sitting with them. They got you now. You're like one of the fast used car salesmen. Years ago, they had them fast vacuum cleaner salesmen come to your house. Talk fast, tech, and you be listening. You're not thinking, you're just listening. Next thing you know, they sold you something. They leave you mad because you never bought it. Because you listen to the wrong folks. And in this world today, one of the main things that cause people not being happy right now, people having financial struggles. And you got some people with some financial advisor taking money. And give you some bad advice. Have you thinking you come to this seminar, you're going to make $200,000 or $300,000 a month. Well, and nobody going to pay, go on TV and radio to tell you how to become a millionaire. Ask all the millionaires you know and see how many of those things they went to the lawyer how to be a millionaire. People just taking your money. And after you done spent all your money, and you're still the same place, then you're mad. You see, and you're not happy. But happiness comes when you do not listen to these people. You do not walk with these people. You do not sit with these people. But, look at this but here. His delight is where?
In the law of the Lord.
You see, people hate the law of the Lord. Everybody want to be free. They had a 30 years ago, I guess, they went through this hippie thing and this free thing. And they got free. They thought, next thing you know, you had all kind of diseases folks coming up with, you know, and then next thing you know, they were hooked on all these drugs. They was enslaved and didn't know they was on the way to slavery. Drugs that messed up their mind. Be free. But the law of the Lord, this is where freedom comes from. You see?
True freedom.
And he says, delight in the law. That's why I like that. See, I hate to see a Christian, when you start talking about the Bible, they ready to leave. You get a sour look. But delight, there should be a joy in the law of the Lord. I was in a barber shop the other day. I guess you wonder where I go. But the guy that precedes me, well, usually he comes after me. This day, he was ahead of me. We talk about the Bible because they have Bible study on Wednesday morning. He said 7 o'clock is Wednesday night. And he tell me about what they studied. He said, the next book we're going to Galatians. He and I just talk about it. And we be having a good time. Yeah. Everybody else had to get a sour look. Time he walk out, hey, you heard about such and such a person start talking about sports and all them junk. Boy, you think that they can talk then? Mm-hmm. I said, wait a minute. Now when we have a good time, they look like they're at a funeral. Because we delight in the law of the Lord. And a Christian should delight in the law of the Lord. But if you don't know what the word says, you can't delight in it.
All right.
So,
now, that means you got to study. That's why Pastor Joe is teaching on Wednesday night.
Yeah.
You see, because you got to study, and there is a difference.
Yeah.
You see, and this ain't God telling you about. He told me, he said, you know, we studied 2 Corinthians, and I've learned some stuff I didn't see before, as many times as I read it. I said, the next time you read, you're going to see some more.
Mm-hmm.
You see? Because that's the way it is with the Word of God.
Like,
you see? But if you don't study, you don't know. You read, and you don't understand.
Yeah.
But when you do get an understanding, there should be a delight in His Word.
Yeah.
And it should be, we should want to do it. I mean, this is something you should look forward to. You see? And if we do not walk with other people, stand with them, sit with them, but take the word of the Lord, this will bring joy.
Amen.
See, money don't bring happiness.
Amen.
Now. A lot of people got it. See, I used to work at a hospital when I first came to high school. And I have a psych ward full of rich folks.
Yeah.
What you say?
They're the only ones up there.
Yeah.
They have plenty of money.
Yeah.
What's wrong? There's something wrong with that picture. Here you multi-millionaire, you're in the psych ward. You're supposed to be happy. But happiness doesn't come just because you have money. Delight in the law of the Lord. And it says, and in His law does you meditate day and night. Now you see, the reason we be so depressed because of our financial condition and other conditions, because this is what we meditate on.
Yeah.
You see, but if we meditate day and night in the law of the Lord, see, because we lay down, you're stressed out.
Yeah.
You get up, you're stressed out.
Mm-hmm.
You go to work, you're stressed out.
Yes.
Everybody around you stressed out.
Mm-hmm.
Meditate day and night.
Yes, sir.
And you see, I told you about this lady I saw in the Dollar Tree the last time, a few weeks ago. She had one arm. And this lady at work, she can work with that one arm better than I can with two.
Yeah.
Boy, she's checking, she's sacking, just smile and talk. And one lady up there, she made a mistake on something, gave her a hard time because of that. You know, everybody make mistakes.
Oh, yeah.
And she blessed out and she just kept on smiling.
Mm-hmm.
When that lady walked out, the other walked up, she said, "You took that real good." She said, "I have a good day every day."
Amen.
She said, "I don't let nobody ruined my day." She said, "I don't have a problem." She had a problem.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And see, this is what it is. Sometimes we make somebody else's problem out.
Yeah.
But if you meditate day and night on His word, you can have that happiness.
Yeah.
You can have that joy. Even when they give you a hard time.
Yeah.
Sister Linda shaking her head. But it can happen. That lady is an unusual lady.
Mm-hmm.
See, everybody can't do that.
Oh, no.
Amen.
You see, got an amen on that, too. But one thing about it, she was happy.
Yeah.
And still smiling. And then Those of us who can't do it, we go home, we depress the family, we go back telling the family about that person who cursed me out today. And then you're getting them stressed out. Next thing you know, the whole house stressed out. But it's that.
Why you say, let it go, why you let it go?
But meditate day and night in His Word.
Yeah.
Now, it works. Anything the Bible says works. Now, I'm going to tell you, I got me some headphones, whatever you call them. When I lay down at night, see, I put me a preacher on.
All
right. I don't have to disturb nobody else. And I listen to that, and that's what I go to sleep to. I go to sleep to God's Word. You see? And I can sleep good. But if I didn't do that, then all of everything going on in my house and around me, and I lay down and think, I wouldn't be able to sleep at night. Be waking up all night. Meditate day and night. Delight in it. You see? And meditate on it. Because we all have stressful things going on. Don't get me wrong. We all got it. But we got to know how to handle it and don't let it handle us. You see, when it began to handle us, it becomes a real problem. But now he says, and he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. You see, my wife and I were walking a few weeks ago, I guess a few more weeks ago again. yeah, my wife, she been want to walk, see, but I can't hang too long. and we went down through, they got this walk down there, go through where all these trees and things by that creek. And I looked at all these trees. I thought about that when I was reading this. Be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. And so it means that you'll be like a tree. But when you have water, you're not going to have one tree. You got a bunch of trees. Anytime you drive down the highway, you see a whole cluster of trees. There's a lot of water on that. But when you get way out going West Texas, you don't start seeing the trees, no water out there. You see? And so you shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. And you are drawn from the resources. You meditate day and night on His Word. You're praying, you're fellowshipping. You're drawn from this river. And look what happened. That bringing forth His fruit in His season. You see, there's some fruitless Christians. And there's some who bring the fruit in the wrong season. You see, if you eat fruit in the wrong season, it doesn't taste the same. Not only does it not taste the same, it doesn't have all the essential food factors in it. You see, it's out of season. You see, but when it's in season, you get the true taste of what that fruit tastes like. But it says it brings forth its fruit in its season because it's planted by the rivers of water. But if you are not meditating day and night, you don't have God's word, you sitting down making your own plans out. How I'm going to do this? How to ask the Lord nothing. And I'm going to do this such and such a time. You got your whole schedule laid out. Ask the Lord nothing. And then you bring some fruit that don't taste right.
Yeah.
It don't have the proper nutrients in it. Because you see, they have these men nowadays, they force feed a lot of these plants. See, make them grow fast too.
Yeah.
And so they don't go through the slow process that God made it. So they make it grow fast and it don't even taste right. And so, tell you like when I first started preaching, you know, people on the job, they try to push you out. You need to get out. You need to get from under your daddy, they said. You need to get out. And my dad told me that. He said, you know, I don't know whether he used a persimmon or what, but he used a fruit. He said, you get that fruit before it's ripe, and you taste it, and you never ate one. You don't want it no more.
Yeah.
He said the same thing with a preacher. He said, you get out there before your time. And they taste you, they don't want you no more. He said, you better wait. See, you got to wait until your time. You see? But it's like a tree planted by the roots of water that brings forth its fruit in its season.
Amen.
I know it.
And his leaf also shall not wither. See, you'll be an evergreen too.
Yeah.
See, you take when it got cold, that pecan tree out there start dropping all the leaves. Live oak tree still green. When the ice storm come, ice be hanging on, the limb might break,
yeah,
but the leaves still green. Because of the evergreen.
Yeah.
You see, your leaf shall not wither. If you meditate on his word,
yeah,
you don't walk in the counsel of the ungodly, you don't stand in the way of sinners, you don't sit in the seat of scornful,
yes,
but you meditate day and night on his word, you'll be planted like a tree by the rivers of water, and you'll be evergreen. Always, your leaves shall be evergreen, and you bring forth the fruit in this season. Sometimes we try to hurry God up.
Yes, sir.
And make things happen in our season.
Yeah.
But just stay anchored in the word, stay anchored in God, and in the right season, you're going to produce what he wants you to produce. And whatsoever he do shall prosper. Now, you want prosperity. So you have these prosperity ministers telling you to send them $100 and you be prosperous. But you just find out how to be prosperous right here. Do what the word says here. And whatever you do shall prosper. See, it's a thing about how we gauge prosperity. You see, one time somebody asked me about who the greatest preacher. I said, I don't know. Because I can't tell you that. I have no criteria by which I can measure and say this is the greatest. You see? And so we get man's idea when certain things happen, you are prospering. See, like, they see, this is a church here, they say we're not doing nothing, but we're doing a whole bunch.
Oh, amen.
People are growing spiritually. Now, I'm going to show you this now. When I was working, when I used to have Bible class, and one lady started, I had women, one lady came over, she said, can I come in your Bible class? I said, yeah. She said that first night. I was teaching the same thing you used to teach up here, a new member. And I had to come, she said, I never heard all that you're talking about. I said, what church you go to? She told me, I'm not calling no name. Because you know it, it's one of the biggest churches in Dallas, Black Church. And her pastor was one of the ones that his name rang everywhere, national, everything. She said, I go to Sunday school. She said, I go to 11 o'clock. She said, I go to BTU. She said, I never heard that you talking about. And she's not the only one.
Yeah.
I just had a guy the same way. And he became a preacher. He was older than me, about 10 years, I guess. And he told me, you teach false doctrine. And he got mad. He wouldn't even come to class no more. He had barely speak to me. So one day he came through. He stopped. He said, I've been called to preach. And he said, I'm going to know if you recommend a school to go to. He said, I was thinking about going to Bishop. I said, well, it depends on what you want. I said, you want the Bible or you want liberal arts? He said, I want the Bible. So I recommended Southern Bible and Christian Institute. And he enrolled. And I was waiting on him, the man telling him I'm teaching false doctrine. I knew the first night he went to Southern Bible. I don't know what they do with that now, but this school was like my school. Your first class visit, brother, they're going to get you straight.
Yes.
He came back to work. He eased up to me. I owe you an apology.
Yeah.
I said, apology for what? You were right. I said, I wouldn't write the Bible right.
Yeah, there you go.
But you see what I'm saying? And now, he remember one of the big churches in Fort Worth. And his matter of fact, his pastor, y'all probably would remember, you're not old enough. But you used to get a Sunday school book that used to have a black man picture in it that was an editor. Y'all don't remember that. You remember that? Well, that was his pastor. He used to edit the Sunday school books. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was on the thing. He was big time in the Congress. Everybody knew him, George.
Yeah, I know.
But this man thought I was teaching false doctrine. So let me tell you, don't let nobody make you feel bad because you don't have 1,300 people sitting out there. See, we are doing what God has told us to do, working with what he has given us. And in the judgment, he's not going to say how many members you had.
Yeah, how many souls.
He want to know how faithful you were with what you had. Then he said, good and faithful servant.
Yeah.
And see, man causes us to feel bad because we're not in the big crowd. We had one guy to come here once. He heard me preach. He said, why your church? I'm coming. He came out here. He looked. I ain't heard from him no more. Because he thought I found a great big church. He didn't feel right. But don't let them make you feel bad because you are doing what God says to do right here. And they are not the ones you're going to stand before in the judgment. You got to go before Jesus Christ. And when you will have done what he told you to do with what you got, he said, good and faithful servant. Okay. And whatsoever he do shall prosper. And trust me, we are prospering here at First Bible. Oh yeah. We are prospering. You see? There are people in this congregation. There are things that they have learned about the Bible they didn't know before. And they're making application in their lives, and growth is there. You see? Because I can see the growth. And so we are prospering. The scripture says, if you do these things, whatever you do shall prosper, and you'll bring forth your fruit in your season. Now, at the time come for us to burst out with 1,300, they're going to be there.
Yeah.
Be out of season. But if you're going to try to use some trickery to get some folks in some gimmicks so you can grow real fast, you might be in a problem.
All right.
You don't grow spiritual people on gimmicks.
Yeah.
Based on God's word. Okay, let me stop boring you. Okay. But the ungodly are not so, but like the chaff which the wind drives away. Now, you know, all I know is what I was told about this. Sister Robinson explained it to me once. But, you know, on the farm, when they take, what is that? The peas and that hull, the top part of it, I don't know what they call it. But anyway, that stuff had to blow off. That's no good.
Yeah.
See, and the biblical day, they hold it up and one of them winds come and blow all that no good stuff away and let the pea drop to the ground. Now, if you do all these things, the stuff in your life that is no good, now, but the ungodly though, you see, the obvious truth with them, the ungodly, they get blown away. They are like the chaff which bloweth away. You see, because they're not walking right. They're not in the right counseling. They're not sitting with the right folks. They're not meditating on God's word. They're not planted by a tree of water. They leaf has withered up. It's dry and the wind blowing it everywhere. Like the chaff with your wind drive it away. You see? And that's what happens when your leaves dry up. When these leaves dry up, they blow everywhere. See, I got a building I maintain. And during that season, there's some big leaves coming somewhere. Sometimes I haven't seen that tree nowhere around. It blew a long way. I don't know what they got live oak. It's live oak from that top end of the rock. Live oak.
Yeah.
But them big old leaves come from a tree somewhere I never seen all these years. You see, but the wind dried up, they blow the wind somewhere. That's where it is with the ungodly. They all withered up, dried up, they're being tossed through and fro and blown everywhere. But we are like a tree planted by the river of water. We're stable. We've been nourished from the Lord. We're producing the fruit. Our leaves are still green. And when finances are not right, we don't have a panic attack and ready to kill ourselves.
Yeah.
Go in prayer.
Prayer.
I'm going to tell you what now. The Lord will take care of you. See,
amen.
I'm a living witness of that.
Amen.
See, the Lord will pay your bill. Money comes from where you weren't even expecting to come from.
Amen.
He said, I just said, thank you, Lord. I sang that song, the brother sang, thank you, Lord, for another blessing. Because I didn't know it. I experienced that almost every month. But see, I got a bill due at a certain time of the month. And if my check not there, I can't pay it. And so sometimes I write a check, and I say, I hope it be here, Sister Robin. And that money get there early. I said, praise the Lord. Another blessing. That happened. You see? I had one due the other day. And I hold that check. I hadn't put a date on it yet because I ain't know when I'm going to pay it. I feel it out. And lo, here come a check that I wasn't even looking for. Then Sister Robin. And I laid it to the side like a trash. Got the rest of my mail. Sister Robin said, she opened it up. And she said, woo! What she got hollering? I thought another big bill. She said, you seen this? I said, no. She said, this is what happens sometimes. People throw stuff in the trash. It looks like junk mail.
Yeah.
It was money. Yeah. Coming from a source I never looked for.
Yeah.
I said, thank you, Lord. That bill is. That was a few dollars more than what my bill was due. Went to the post office, put the mailbox, said, take off. Here it is.
Yeah. Like,
if you don't believe it, try.
Yes.
He said, try me and see.
Yes,
sir.
Yes,
sir. Amen. See, y'all thought Pastor had plenty of money there. He didn't have no money problem. Pastor had money problem too. But I don't put my problem on nobody else. But the Lord. See, I take it to the Lord. I don't bring it out here to you.
In
the world, this is what I got to do. I said, Lord, make it. And the Lord make a way. Now, if you tell me to come to you, I'm coming. Amen.
He ain't
talking about that yet.
Preach that text right there.
Yeah.
Right here.
Right.
Okay. Therefore, the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. You see, there's going to be more than one judgment.
Yeah.
Y'all know that? Sinners not going to be standing with us. You see, they used to sing that song, great day, sinners will be running in that great day. Oh, who shall be able to? That's the truth. We all not standing together.
Yeah.
You see, the sinners not going to be able to stand with us. And neither can they take the judgment that is coming up on them when they realize how wrong they are. You see? We will be taken. They coming on later.
Yeah.
Said the dead in Christ shall rise second.
Yeah.
No, it didn't first.
First.
Okay. I thought I'd see if y'all was asleep.
Yeah.
Dead in Christ shall rise first. And then we that are what? Shall do what? And do what? Be with the Lord in there. You see? So if we're going to be right first, that means it must be a second coming.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
And you go further on the book of Revelation and you'll see it.
Mm-hmm.
Before the great white throne.
Oh, yeah.
See, we won't go before the great white throne. And they're going to book, and another book was opened, and the book of life, and those that was not found in the book of life shall be cast in there. Don't let people tell you, no, see, Jehovah's Witness, you were saying the same thing in hell.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Old and New Testament, both, I see the word hell.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what Bible they read. But now, they go on, though, they try to be tricky with words. They say, well, it just means the grave. Yeah, some cases it does, but not in every case. And actually, it does mean, in some cases, it means the grave. You see, which they are right on that count. But now, it says that the earth and the sea gave up the dead.
Yes, it did.
And death and Hades were cast in a lake of fire. Now, Hades, death and hell. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say this briefly. I've been getting into all this since I took you that. But when these lost people die, they didn't go to the lake of fire. They did go to hell. Kind of like a holding place.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of like the prison system, you know. They take you to the county jail, and then when you go before that judge to find out you need to go further, they send you to the big one.
Yeah.
Well, that's the way it is. See, right now, they're in the kind of a holding place. But in the end, when all those lost people are raised, the Bible said they're going to be cast into the lake of fire.
Yeah.
So, if you want to be happy, meditate day and night on His Word. Chew it. Regurgitate it. Swallow it. Chew it again. Regurgitate it. See, because we can't ever eat it up.
Yeah.
You can chew all you want and swallow it. You can't eat it up. But just keep on chewing. Like that cow, just keep on chewing. And the more you chew, the more that cow, he gets some more nutrients out of that.
Mm-hmm.
Want to be happy? Follow the instructions. Now, to anybody here who don't know Christ, you first have to receive Christ as your Savior if you're going to be happy. See, as long as you're lost, you think you're happy. Oh, you walk around smiling, you laughing, having plenty of fun. But deep down within, there's no joy. And when you think of that lake of fire, that should cause you to want to come to Christ. Because there's going to be an eternal, eternal flame that never goes out. And that's something to think about. This temporary stuff, and Moses said he'd rather endure the confliction, the affliction with his people, than enjoy the pleasures of Egypt for a season. See, all this stuff is just for a season. One day it's going to all wind down. And if you hadn't come to Christ, it won't be no end there. But if you come to Christ, even though you have ups and downs, you have financial problems, you have medical problems, you have children problems, you have job problems, that's all part of life. That's because of sin. That's going to be there. You see, nobody in this world free of some kind of problem. Trust me. You know? But we got to know how to deal with it. May the Lord bless, may the Lord keep me.
Amen.
Amen.
It's all right, Bill.